choose, isn't it? I will take a question from man in the middle there. Well, I'll take a woman next.
Young people have faced the brunt of the problems from this recession. Are you going to campaign for to help young people out of work?
Thank you. Young people and unemployment. Ed, you start this one.
Well, in 1997, we came into government. We came in with a £5 billion windfall tax on the privatised utilities in order to pay for a jobs programme, because we wanted to end the blight of youth unemployment, which had scarred our country in the 1980s. The first thing this Tory Liberal coalition do when they come into government is to abolish the youth jobs programme. I went to a Sure Start in my constituency in Stanley during the election, met a receptionist there while visiting, and she said, by the way, I'm on the youth jobs fund. I was unemployed for 6 months, and then I've got this chance, and I'm going to get a CV and an experience, and also some references, but also it makes me believe in myself. The Tories and the Liberals are taking that away. We've got a campaign like mad to stop them taking us back to the 1980s to mass youth unemployment, which, unless government is there acting on the side of young people, will inevitably what follows from the deflationary cuts we're going to see in the coming months from this Tory Liberal government.
Well, I can remember graduating in the last recession in 1991, and the problem is, if you can't see a way forward, young people can really lose all hope. And then they really can get onto a path in life where they're not going to fulfil their potential. And Ed is absolutely right to say the Future Jobs Fund, we should really make a strong argument with conviction in Parliament to save it, because we can all think of young people in our constituencies who are on those placements, who have hope, who are moving forward, and to take it away is cruel, in my view, when they've been given hope of a future. But Labour has to have credibility on these cuts. We can't just say everything. We're going to have to lay down some clear principles to say, we will campaign against that, but we're going to have to accept that. But I think where you have a cut that affects the life chances of young people, that should always be a red line for the Labour Party, and we should vigorously defend it. I think we should also challenge some of the elitist noises that are coming out about higher education. You know, the idea that a young person from a constituency like mine or some of the others on this platform should go to the local FE college to go to university. And you know, that, why? I mean, that is about saying there's a second class of education for some young people, and we should absolutely tackle that head on, as we should the reduction in university places, because again, it'll be those from lower income backgrounds who don't get into university. We should do all those things. But my last point would be, as touched on in my opening remarks, for me there was a much bigger cultural point here about young people and work. And I've made a reference to those ordinary kids without connections, because this is a passionate theme of mine, given my own background in life. It is very, very hard indeed for a young person whose parents aren't in the know, who can't afford to work for free, to get some of the placements in these glamorous worlds of politics, the media, finance. A million miles away, and they just can't break into those worlds, and that perpetuates inequality in society, where a self-selecting world keeps offering the jobs to those that it knows. So I would say let's have a much bigger look at access to the professions, and all work experience, all internships, all placements, in my view, should be advertised by law so that they can be accessed by any young person in the entire country.
A tragedy that there's a generation of young people who have emerged onto the job market and are emerging onto the job market, one of the earliest generations to have to pay tuition fees and coming out of university and college burdened with debt. Tuition fees, I might say, I voted against, but they're coming out of college burdened with debt into a job market where there are not the jobs. Now, this Tory Lib Dem coalition has tried to characterise their public sector cuts about being, about waste, about sort of, you know, silly schemes, about, you know, bowler hatty bureaucrats that we could well do without. In London, the majority of people on average wages that work, they work in the public sector. They work for the local authority, they work for government agencies, they work for government-funded cultural industries, they work in health, they work in teaching.